Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We welcome you to our program this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
We want to thank you again for tuning in this morning. We were going to have an attorney guest this morning, but he's not able to join us this morning, so we're going to have a bit of an open show. And we'd like to ask you if you would have any questions about business or being a volunteer with SCORE. We're going to talk about some of those things. Please give us a call, and we'd be very happy to address your questions. Right. But I think at first we'd just like to extend our condolences to everyone in this country, especially the families in Newtown, Connecticut, for the tragedy that happened yesterday.
Absolutely.
It's tragic things, and I think everybody's going to need a lot of prayers.
Once again, it's going to be a very, very sad Christmas for many people, and our prayers go out to everyone who's involved.
Keep everyone in your prayers as you pray for Christmas this year, for a new year and everything. Pray to God, because I think if we did more God things, we wouldn't have so many of these things. So with that, let's talk about the SCORE chapter, Randy. SCORE is a nonprofit organization it's a national organization. Our chapter goes from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. We service 8 counties. We provide free mentoring and volunteer services to entrepreneurs or those who would like to start a business. In addition to that, we conduct training seminars, and we have in January, we're starting a Simple Steps program.
Right. I was just checking everything on the website to make sure everything is up and functional, and we are all set to go with the next session of the Simple Steps program. That program is going to be starting as of January 17th. Mm-hmm. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, downtown Appleton. It starts at 8:30 and runs to 12:30. We'd ask that you come in between 8 and 8:30 just for check-in to make sure everybody's there. But it will be an excellent program on the business basics, sitting down and just going over what your business plan is, what your idea is, what it takes to be an entrepreneur, and all those parts and pieces.
That's something I want to do.
Right. And how it affects you, how it affects your family, your whole lifestyle is going to be changing. So we try to bring out all the necessary things that you need to consider before you make that big jump.
Good way to explore it, and it's like $25 a night.
Right. So.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to interrupt now because we're going to go to that news.
Well, thank you, Bob. Randy, we were talking a little bit about the Simple Steps program that's coming up.
And right.
The first session is January 17. It's a general overview. Is business the right thing for me to do? Is people can come and they can learn what's involved in starting a business, and they can evaluate their priorities against those demands. And it's a very good general network session for that.
We definitely recommend that anybody who is thinking about starting a business or has been in business for a while and has questions, come and attend the first session for sure. That's a $25 fee. And like I said, it's 8 o'clock in the morning until 12:30. We have breakfast. We have coffee. We have lunch included at the Copper Rock. If you're familiar with their coffee, it's excellent. So we'll keep you awake anyway.
And then the next 4 sessions begin February 6th, 13, 20, and 27.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely.
And those are topics that include marketing?
The first scheduled topic would be business concepts. In other words, what type of business do you want to be involved in? What's it all about?
LLC, C-Corp, S-Corp, sole proprietor, partnership.
Right. All of those questions that you have to answer.
All right.
Then the other thing that we do next is, of course, marketing. We have a special portion of that that's just on social media and how that works into your marketing plan and how that tool fits. We also then, of course, do the period on the one person part on the financial planning.
Right.
Try that fast some afternoon.
Yeah, and Mary Lou does a great job on that. She goes through a detailed case study.
Really
good.
And
all the people attending get a copy of that software.
Right, and the neat thing about the software is that you can work with it, do what ifs. You can
put your own numbers in.
It then relates those numbers into all different types of ratios, different things as far as break-even points.
All the measurement points of seeing how a company's performing.
That particular CD in and of itself is worth the price of admission right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last program we do, that'll be on the 27th of February, and that one is on funding sources.
Where's the pot of gold?
Right. We talked to, we'll have bankers there who are SBA lenders, but we will also be talking about non-traditional forms of financing, including everything from angel investment to crowdfunding to all of the different things that are involved.
Good. Well, that's a great program. And folks, if you're interested in learning more about that program, you can visit our website at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org, and you can find out more about each session and the cost and how to register. You can also learn about it at biztalkwithscore.com.
Right.
That's the website for our radio program, biztalkwithscore.com, and there are links on those two sites, one to the other. So we're trying to provide as many avenues for you to get the information as you can.
Right. And the way it's set up is you can register for the first session alone, just $25.
Right.
Or if you want to, you can register twice, once for that session and then for the remaining four.
Right. And some people have taken three of the four, two of the four.
Right.
But we encourage you to take it all because they do work on each other. They grow. One builds on the other.
Correct.
That's what we've got coming up in January and February for the Simple Steps program. Anything else, Randy?
One more thing on the Simple Steps program, and this is just for veterans out there, just so you're aware. As a veteran, you qualify for what we call the Veterans Fast Launch Program. It's part of a SCORE program that partners with the Walmart Foundation and a number of other major sponsors. But the outcome of the program is, number one, you would be able to attend any of the SCORE seminars that are presented for free. Just simply, again, go out to our website, to the national website, any one of the SCORE websites, and click on the Fast Launch Program. You get a coupon. It's worth $125, pays for your entire tuition for the entire Simple Steps program. So definitely, veterans out
there. That's a nice benefit.
And no matter what theater of operations you were in, when you were a vet, as long as you have been in service, you qualify.
Right. Good. Thanks, Randy. We also want to say thank you to our sponsors who bring you the program each weekend. Those include Associated Bank, Albertson Hailing CPAs firm, Lakeview Credit Union, Herling Clark Law Firm. A special thank you to Business News. They put out a biweekly newspaper called Business News, and if you're not subscribed to it as a business owner, it's only $20 a year, but it gives you a lot of financial information and business information of what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. And finally, eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh. eBiz Results is the company that provided us with our new website for our radio program, BizTalk, biztalkwithscore.com. And thanks to those folks. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Good morning. I'm watching Randy dance over here to that little business music, and it's kind of funny, actually. Anyway, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning.
Get a little bit lighter, and so that we can kind of talk to people
get away
a little
from
bit about
something,
some good,
right.
good things that are happening in the world.
Well, our guest could not be with us this morning, so we're going to have an open show. And as business owners, I'm sure you all have a number of questions about your business, how to start a business, what do you do in a certain situation. And Randy and I are both pretty experienced. We were lenders, and I own a business now for 10 years, and we both work with many business owners.
Absolutely.
Through the SCORE chapter. So if you have a question you'd like to run past us, please give us a call on just about any topic. And if we can't answer it, we would be happy to take your number and name, and we would contact you next week through the SCORE chapter. But you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're in Appleton, call us at 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Randy, let's talk a little bit about what is it to be a volunteer with the SCORE chapter? Because our chapter, the whole country's national system, is based on volunteers coming forward and saying, I'd like to give something back. I've owned a business for 25 years. I just sold it to somebody or whatever. And even if you're still in business, if you want to be a SCORE volunteer to mentor people who want to start a business or who are in business and bring their business questions to us, we can do that.
We have the availability in just about any area of business that you may have some specialty in. So, or even if you were just a generalist, like myself, I do a lot of that type of thing where I do the first time meetings with people. Mm-hmm. It's an hour and a half where you sit down and learn about what the person is mm-hmm. thinking about, what they want to do, and how things are there. It gives you the opportunity to talk to that person, make sure that you can let them know about the things that you've experienced in your business life so that you can help them avoid all of the mistakes that people can walk into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a time for volunteering right now, and it's something we'd love to have people think about. We're especially looking for people in the southern part of our area, which includes Fond du Lac. In fact, we're going to be putting together a special meeting down there coming mm-hmm. up probably at the end of January. There'll be some notices going out. But if you're in the Fond du Lac area, Green Lake, Washera, or Marquette counties, and have an interest in helping the businesses in your area,
mm-hmm.
We will be able to put together the program. We have a special training program for any volunteers, so you're not left out there just swimming by yourself. You're going to be working with current volunteers to see how you do this. Your first three counseling sessions that you do are always done in conjunction with another existing volunteer, so you get that backing. There is a special approximately three-hour session that you learn what the steps are to helping and counseling. It's stuff that you understand and know yourself, so it's basically reinforcing. But again, it gives you kind of a format to follow when you're dealing with people.
Helps to organize your conversation right. with the client, and right. basically it teaches. I went through it. I know you went through it, Randy.
Yep.
It's a nice step-by-step sequence of how to conduct an interview.
Right.
And sometimes business owners are so passionate about their business, and they have to be, but they don't always understand what's involved in running a business.
Absolutely.
So when we'll ask them questions about a budget or how you do market this or do how you're going to get right. your product or services out there, there are things that they may not have thought about before, like regulations and permits and
right.
licenses for things and how to approach a bank and how to do a budget and how to track the performance of the company.
Right. I was just talking to a client the other day. She has a business. It appears to be fairly successful. And we sat down. I said, well, how are you doing? What does your cash flow look like? And so on. Oh, my cash. I haven't looked at that.
Mm-hmm.
I get my report from my accountant, and I know what I have for taxes. I said, well, what about your business plan? Have you looked at that? You've been in business for 3 years now. Well, no.
And those
are the
people,
kind of things,
they really need help.
And if you just take the time with somebody. Now, that's another question, too, is if you're thinking about volunteering, one of the first questions people ask me is how much time is this going to take? Okay, your commitment is going to be, first of all, about 2 hours a month, which will be for the regular general meeting, which we have always
talking,
on the first.
We're talking about volunteers in SCORE who do mentoring with clients.
Correct.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to have about maybe 2 hours at a regular meeting once a month, the first Thursday of every month. There's also going to be up to you. We try to ask you to come up to about 2 to 3 meetings a month. And those would be an hour to an hour and a half with clients.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, the timing is up to you. We have some people who are snowbirds. This time of the year, they're down, they're gone, they're in Florida. Okay, fine. They come back in June, July, and we'll do a number of sessions that way.
We're basically looking for 15 to 20 hours a month.
That would be a pretty honest answer.
For those volunteers who work with the clients and help mentor.
Right, because we also ask you to do a few other things. We ask you to get involved a little bit in marketing, education committees, and this type of thing. But we don't load you down with a lot of that.
Right. And we're very flexible because if someone is busy with their own job or or volunteers, just contact the office and say, I can't take any more assignments this month.
Right.
I've worked up again next month.
I worked for about 8 years as a SCORE mentor now. Of that period of time, I was full-time employed for at least half of that.
Right.
And still managed to find time to make it work.
Well, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about being a volunteer in the SCORE chapter when we come back after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back again to Biz Talk. Tony Bush, Randy Melzer in the studio. We have an open show this morning, so we invite you to call us with any questions you might have about starting a business or some question or challenge you might be facing in your business right now, whether it's a marketing question, a finance question, an accounting question, a delivery question, how do you get people to notice you question. Any question you might have, don't hesitate to call us. You can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton. And outside Appleton, you can use a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. And Randy, I'd like to just comment that the number of requests we get for mentoring from the community is on the rise.
Yes.
And we're getting more requests out of Fond du Lac and those areas
right.
than we have mentors for. So, again, to go to your point that you mentioned earlier, we are looking for volunteers in the Fond du Lac area to consider being a SCORE volunteer to help mentor business clients. And as you mentioned, we're going to be having a meeting coming up in January for folks to attend. And we're working with a core group of people. Horicon Bank is one of those.
Right.
Steve Lehman down there at that bank is working on that. And I met with Steve Schmudlock, another banker, about a week ago, and he's interested in helping too. So we're starting to get some good momentum going down there.
Right, and we work with bankers, attorneys, accountants. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of core people that we establish in a community for both mentoring purposes but also for referral purposes because mm-hmm. those are the part of the core that people need. Also insurance people so that you have the four people on your team that you need.
Right.
But the other thing I was going to mention is for those of you who say, okay, fine, I really do want to volunteer. How do I do that? The easiest way to do it is to go out to the website. That would be at www.foxcities.score.org. On it, you will see a link. It says, Become a SCORE Volunteer and Make Dreams Come True.
True.
Click on that link.
Yep.
There's
Start
all
your
kinds of information available there about it, but also how to fill out a very brief information form. If you're in the southern part of the listening area, we will contact you to make sure that you can attend some of the meetings, formation meetings.
Right.
If you're in this area, we walk you through the process very, very right. simply and easily. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks from the time you push that button and say, I really want to do this, until the time that we can sit down with you and start bringing you on and showing you what it's all about.
And that's driven, too. That timeline is driven by how eager the volunteer is to want to get the ball rolling
right,
as well.
Right.
And again, to reiterate, if you'd like to volunteer for SCORE, you don't need to be a retired person. You can be a 25-year-old employed person.
Right.
You can be a retired person. What we're looking for is people who have certain skill sets across the board in the business arena, and that could be production, that could be scheduling, that could be IT, that could be intellectual property, could be law, accounting, banking, marketing, tweeting, networking,
yep.
social networking. Whatever you have in terms of expertise, we'd welcome that. And we want you to bring with you a passion for helping to inspire people to overcome the challenges they face in their businesses or starting their business. And it's not just on one volunteer's shoulders.
Right.
We group up. We will team up with a client who may have a question on social networking. I know my strength is in the cash flow and the banking side, mm-hmm. but if someone has a question on social networking, I don't even know how to tweet. So I'll bring Jyothi in or
right.
someone else
yeah.
will come in and yeah. and we'll help meet those requests.
Yeah, well, that's mine too. My background is primarily in the areas of marketing and mm-hmm. sales and operations. But when I talk marketing, I talk about the four P's mm-hmm. of price, place, et cetera, as opposed to should I be on LinkedIn or should I be in Facebook.
Right.
I have to learn those things. I'm catching up, but it's a struggle. But if we've got people who really understand
right.
how to use those as marketing tools, please give us a call.
And the SCORE chapters around the country are all tuned into the same frequency. We're all doing the same thing in our own communities. So when I travel, I always enjoy looking up a SCORE chapter in Alabama or Massachusetts or wherever I might, Florida, wherever I might be
right.
going. And it's like a camaraderie.
Yeah.
and you get to attend one of their meetings and meet some of the folks and find out how they're doing things. It's really a good feeling, and it's a great sense of gratification to know you're bringing some assistance to someone who wants to start a business or grow their business.
Right, and you just kind of touched on, there's another part of the mentoring program that you can get involved in. Let's say your time is such, you just simply can't come down, meet with somebody one-on-one.
Or maybe you don't want to meet with clients.
Right. But you really want to help people. Mm-hmm. You can do this through SCORES program, which is their online mentoring program. You set up the process, and people from anywhere and all over the country who have a similar need that your background skills can
work
with.
You're a specialist now.
Right. And so you could have somebody from Florida asking you questions about your particular intellectual property experience,
right,
or manufacturing or whatever it might be that you're a specialist in.
We could also use volunteers who are not meeting with clients, like administrative folks, people helping to keep the schedules current and arranging for meetings between the client and the,
right,
and the mentor. We have people, it's all volunteers in our chapters, so we have people who go down to the SCORE Chamber's office. We have our office at the Chamber Building in Appleton, and they'll go down there and they'll work on that computer a couple hours a day,
right,
for 2 days a week or something and help keep things organized.
What we're looking for right now, by the way, just to put a plug in, is we are looking for a marketing specialist.
Right.
We need someone who understands how to work with things like Constant Contact, PayPal, registering people for our seminars, how to get out the notices
to the different media,
news releases,
right,
all of this type of thing in the marketing field. So if you have a background in that type of thing and, again, want to give back to the community, please give us a call.
And in line with that, it was just last week or this week, rather, that we have established a relationship with the Green Bay SCORE chapter. We're,
yep,
going to be doing some joint branding and marketing between the Fox Cities and Green Bay chapters. So, again, that certainly goes to the need we have for a marketing person.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to take our quick break here, Randy. This will be our last break. We'll come into the last segment of the program for this year, actually.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back after just a couple minutes. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Randy Melzer, Tony Bush here. We were talking about the chapter. We were talking about volunteers, Randy.
Yep.
And we were talking about folks who might want to volunteer and the needs we have in our chapter. The word SCORE.
Okay.
The word SCORE used to be Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Correct.
And there was a word behind that, ACE, like an,
correct,
ace of spades.
Yeah.
So it was Service Corps of Retired Executives - Active Corps of Executives.
Correct. We
so
had
today,
both sides. Yep.
Today, it's just SCORE, and the new tagline for SCORE that came out a couple of years ago is, for the life of your business.
Right.
So there may be some folks out there listening who, like you and I, are veterans.
Right.
Been around a while, and we remember SCORE ACE. But
yep,
the new look at our new website, if we go to foxcities.score.org, we'll see SCORE for the life of your business.
Correct. Yeah, there's two big misconceptions that always come up about SCORE. One is that it's strictly retired executives. That's incorrect. 40% of our people right now are still in business out in the working world because that's how we get people, especially in the new areas of
right,
social media and all this kind of thing, that they're still involved. The other big misconception is that we are a government agency. We are not. We are a nonprofit organization. We are an affiliate
of
the SBA,
Small Business Administration. Yep.
But we are not actually a government agency. So.
And we're national. There are probably 370 or 80 chapters around the country. We probably have 12,000 or so volunteers in the,
right,
around the country. And we're just one chapter, but I believe we're the only one with a radio program, and we've had it for like about 10 years now.
Yep, we do hold that record. So, we are
so
definitely a unique organization.
We're entrepreneurial that way.
Absolutely.
Let's wrap up. We only have a couple minutes left, Randy. Tell us a little bit more, a quick reminder about the Simple Steps program coming up.
Okay. As I said, that's going to be the first class is going to be on January 17th. It'll be at 8:30 in the morning to 12:30. We ask you to be there about 8 o'clock just to check in. It will be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, which is right downtown Appleton on College Avenue. We recommend that you park in one of the parking ramps and walk over. It's just a very quick walk to the Copper Rock. We will be providing breakfast, coffee, and lunch for $25, as well as a real good session on business basics, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Then, of course, after that, as of February 6th, we will be starting the regular program, the four additional sessions of the Simple Steps program, and those will be on Thursday evenings. They will be from 6 until 9. Again, we ask you to be there about 5:30 to just check in, and those will cover marketing, business concepts, financial planning, and funding sources.
Where to find the money.
Right.
Very good program. This will be our fifth go at it. We've had good attendance, and we invite you to go to our website at foxcities.score.org to find out more about the program and to register for the program. Randy, do you have a biz tip?
I would say right now, since we're at the end of the year, if you have a business plan, pull it out, take a look at it, dust it off, and start working with it for next year so you know where you're at. Make sure it includes good financial information and a good marketing plan for the upcoming year, because this next year is going to be a tough year. It's going to be a year that the person who really has a good marketing plan and follows that plan is going to be successful.
I would agree with your biz tips, and I would just embellish it and say when you do a good business plan, a good marketing plan, a good financial plan, good means writing down why you're using the numbers you're using and establishing a metric to determine how are you measuring whether you're doing well or not in your
Absolutely.
Company. So the good isn't just putting numbers down, it's measuring it.
The other part of that tip I would say is be sure you pull that business plan out every month at least once. To make sure that you're on course.
Well, we want to say thank you very much for a very fun 2012. This is our last program this year. We'll be coming back. We're going to be off next week. We'll be back. We'll be off the Saturday before New Year's. We're coming back on January 8th, and our guest is going to be Greg Curtis from the Hurley & Clark Law Firm. He's not the attorney, by the way, who did not show up today. But Greg will be our guest. We're looking forward to that. We want to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and blessed 2013 from the SCORE chapter. We look forward to talking to you again next year. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.